Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
This is Don Fluckinger on site in San Antonio at the Chime Fall CIO Forum. And I'm sitting here today with George McCulloch, who is the Executive Vice President of Chime Membership and Professional Development. He's also steering a new association Chime has formed called the Association of Executives in Healthcare Information Security. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks, Don. I'm pleased to be able to talk to you about this initiative that we have underway.
Well, tell me about this group, which I guess you pronounce the abbreviation AHIS. How did it come about? And I guess you've got some members already, even though it's only a few months old.
Only a few months old, got a lot of members. It was really, I think, taking a look at the role of the CIO primarily. And as the role of the CIO has advanced and changed, it's become very broad. And so in a lot of organizations, we have people that work for the CIO, we call the CIO suite, and in particular the security function has become so important that many organizations are creating a chief security officer, somebody who's responsible for security, who works with the CIO and the business to try to get that done. What we saw was that both the professional development and really the relationship that that role had in the business needed to be advanced. We needed to help with professional development of people that were in security roles and really help them with, you know, how to work in the CIO suite, but also the C-suite, because in a lot of cases they're talking to the CEOs and maybe the CEO isn't there. And so it's very important to try to do that. We created the groups from existing Chime members. We have a number of Chime members that are security officers and use them as our founding group to determine the need for this association and how valuable it was going to be, and got fabulous response. I think the challenge in the security space is not only the threats, but really from an industry standpoint, we're usually getting security officers from other industries. So banking or other industries that have spent a lot more time, a lot more money in security coming into healthcare. So part of our motivation too was to, you know, get those people that are new to healthcare organizations in a group that's specifically for healthcare security. And we're not aware of another healthcare security association out there. So we felt the need, and this was our response, was to create this group.
And when did it launch, and how many members do you have?
We launched about 2 months ago. We did a little bit of soft launch. We have over 200 members right now. Chime members can also be members of the security group, as well as CSOs and organizations. And so we really want to, you know, help both of those roles in accomplishing what they need to accomplish. So if you're a small organization, you and you're the CIO, but you have responsibility for security, you can be a Chime member and an AHIS member at the same time.
In doing your research for launching the association, how did you arrive to the conclusion that this is a new role that is sort of expanding in healthcare and growing? And what do you think the ceiling is? Will every hospital eventually have a information security officer of some kind, or what do you think?
I mean, interesting question. I mean, given the risks out there, I mean, by law, organizations have to have privacy officers, which will take care of the people and process issues that are there. Security is its own animal, its own technology. Certainly it touches other components, but it's an experience level, and there's certifications, technical certifications in there that really make it very, very specialized. So I think what CIOs are looking at is saying, you know, I'm now part of the C-suite and I do a lot of collaboration on a non-technical level. And I think as the role's gotten more and more difficult, having been it myself for a number of years, it's how to keep that technical edge for things flying across your desk and all these problems and breaches, and be aware of all that and how the solutions are if you're one person. And I think as we've diversified the CIO role and getting people what we call in the C-suite, the CSO, the CTO, the CAO, as we talk about around the CIO, there's really a need for that specialization.
What are they talking about right now? Are the members talking about more technical things like Heartbleed and remediating servers? Or
certainly. I mean, there's a lot of technical things to worry about, and certainly there's a lot of press, but also information about Heartbleed and all these other potential threats that are out there, real threats that are out there. And it's become very specialized. And to have somebody, you really need somebody to focus on that. It's really hard if you're a CIO of a small rural hospital to keep up with all those functions. I think we'll see more and more CSO roles in organizations regardless of size. I think that's certainly a challenge for our industry is, when I've got a small IT organization and now I've got to worry about security, how do I, balance all the needs of that? And figure out what I need to go do. So I think it's going to continue. There's certainly not enough people out there to fill all these roles, and whether people will hire, whether they'll get consultants to help them with designs. What we've really seen is we've talked to folks, and again, we used people that are CSOs that are already Chime members to kind of focus on this. What they really told us was, I don't have people to talk to. I want a community, kind of like what we've done with Chime CIOs. I want to make friends, have content that's specific to my role, and be able to understand and say, oh, there's Heartbleed. What are you doing? Right. Be able to call up your friends, collaborate, and say, I've heard about this thing. I know something about it. What else can you tell me? What are you doing? What resources are available to me, at a federal level or local level or state level to try to help? So it's really helping those people in those roles be more effective at the jobs that they have.
Now, I know the group is only 2 months old, so I'm sure a lot of this is still in the making, but what kind of things would somebody, what kind of benefits do you get if you join AHIS? Is there a fall chief security officer forum? I mean, what's going on?
Well, it's a target-rich environment with regards to opportunities. So a lot of it at this moment is online. We're doing three forums on security throughout the country. We did one in New York in the middle of October. We just did one in D.C. We've got another one coming up in Dallas that's focused specifically on security. And so we're really targeting AHIS members to come to that. We're looking at potentials for other cities to continue because it's such a hot topic that we know that we could really, run around the country and help, educate people with those kinds of things. The feedback, so we'll do online, the in-person events, having been, I was one in D.C., was fabulous. People were there, they were talking, they were making connections, they were hearing how Boston Children's Hospital dealt with a denial of service problem that they had. It's really building a collaboration of people that they now can talk to each other and get that done. So we will do a mix of both in-person events and online events. We've talked about the potential for boot camp, maybe. We do for CIOs, we do a CIO boot camp where you come for 2.5 days. We talk about life as a CIO in healthcare. Again, getting back to where CSOs come from, we need some kind of inculcation, cultural thing. Now that you're a CSO in healthcare, what does that mean?
Right.
Well, you got HIPAA and other kinds of things that you didn't have before. So what's different about that? So that's what we'll be using the group, going back to the group and say, what do you need? We have some ideas about those things, but we'll go back and validate those educational programs with them and say, cool, sounds like a great idea. I'd love to come to Chicago for an event and do those kinds of things. So we're really looking for them to give us feedback.
Well, maybe you'll be able to figure out how all these health care providers can move their data into the cloud, which most other industries have
done.
And they figured out how to trust it
right. And
to secure it as well as they can.
Right.
But healthcare providers are still scared of that.
I think we manage risk all the time in healthcare. This is just another thing to take a look at and say what's the cloud going to do for me. Certainly from a cost standpoint, it has an advantage and some of the management pieces. But it is, picking on that one, that is a little scary to say, okay, when it's on my hard drive sitting somewhere, I know where it is or I think I know where it is, and when I give it to somebody else, are they any good at it? So I think that's certainly an evolution of that. But as I said, I think security is such a target-rich environment for what am I trying to protect myself against?
Right.
And that's, you know, that's part of the challenge of how to figure out what's the first, second, and third thing to do, and then getting the resources, the time, and the people to do it. I think that the CSO role I also see, too, as, you know, working with a lot of clinical engineering, because they have a lot of clinical equipment that needs security, working with a privacy officer in the organization. The CSOs typically focus on people, the technology piece, but privacy typically worries about the people and the process issues, which are also part of security. If somebody has a phishing attack and your employee hits that button,
right,
guess what? They're in.
Right.
The CSO
right.
can't do anything about that.
Right.
You know, nothing they're going to go do. So I'm really excited about it, as you can tell. I think it's a fabulous, it's really needed. It's certainly something that as we automate our processes and put stuff in the cloud, we're going to have to make sure that we do well because of what it is and what it does.
Well, this has been great. Good luck with your group, and thanks a lot for your time today.
You're welcome. Happy to do this.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.